Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me. Chatting some Paulding County athletics, no show last week, which means we have a ton to catch up on this week. Another high school basketball season in the books in Paulding County. We'll break that down from start to finish. Again, no show last week because I was actually in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine covering a few local players from the Toledo Rockets. Actually got to see Bowling Green's Harold Fannin Jr., the star tight end, run and work out a little bit as well. And boy, I can tell you what, he's going to be the real deal. But from Toledo, Darius Alexander, the extremely athletic 310-pound defensive lineman. You probably recognize that name from the bowl game where he took an interception back about 60 yards against the Pitt Panthers to the house. And then longtime safety for the Toledo Rockets, Maxon Hook, also competing at the Combine. So I was actually able to be there and help tell some of their stories from when they started with the Toledo Rockets up towards their hopeful NFL draft appearance coming up here in, just a few weeks at this point. Hard to believe we are in March already, which means baseball season, it is here. Spring training in full swing, MLB season coming up soon, college baseball, a lot of teams with a ton of games under their belt already. I know Bowling Green and Toledo and a lot of teams go south for about the first month and a half, but look ahead, there's going to be conference play coming up for NCAA baseball. But that leads me to our guest today, and he is none other than Bowling Green left-handed pitcher and Antwerp Archer alum, multi-sport athlete with the Archers. He is Luke Krause, and that conversation is coming up next. Really looking forward to that one. Luke, A-plus human being, so I'm so excited to be able to talk to him about his growth from his time at Antwerp all the way now a junior with the BGSU Falcons. Right now, it's time for a break here on My Sports. Luke Krause, he joins me next, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and we are talking with a BGSU baseball player formerly from Antwerp, Ohio. He is Luke Krause. Luke, I appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, Luke, let's start back at the beginning. It's hard to believe that you're already a junior at BGSU, but let's take you back to high school real fast. How did playing baseball and growing up in Antwerp set you up for success at the next level?
First and foremost, I think playing at a small school really taught me to play more for just myself and for my other teammates and other families and people around me. I don't think you get that everywhere, and I think a small town, you really get something like that. I think the teammates I had around me, we had a guy go JUCO, and now I was playing at an NAIA school. We had a couple other guys that had opportunities to go play college baseball, and right now we got one guy off that team's now the head baseball coach at Antwerp. So we had a bunch of baseball guys. We had guys that loved it. We had guys that practiced it all the time, and I think that just kind of contributed to where I'm at right now. And I appreciate those guys pushing me and wanting me to do good, but I really think it was my teammates and kind of the environment that we had within the classes at Antwerp during my time there.
Now let's talk about your growth. Again, a multiple sport athlete at Antwerp High School. How did playing multiple sports help you when you decided that you just wanted to focus on baseball in college?
Yeah, I think it helped me in multiple ways. Basketball, you just got to be an athlete. You're running a bunch, speed, and at times it can be long distance running if you don't get a whistle called in basketball, no fouls called, and sometimes that happens. So the conditioning aspect is definitely something that is an adjustment when you just play baseball. Like I truly believe you need to be conditioned to be able to last the entire spring and be healthy. But I think just the different style of sport is good. You get a break from constantly throwing a baseball or hitting or whatever, and you get to go shoot hoops. You get to just do something different. And that's kind of what I liked about it. It was just different. The thought process that went into every game was different. It also allowed me to play with different people. There were some guys that played basketball, didn't play baseball, that were my buddies. And I think that's kind of what I loved most about it, was just playing with different guys in different sports. And but yeah, I think basketball was absolutely one of the highlights of why baseball was really helpful for me, because it allowed me to take a break, but then also helped in other areas as well.
Well, there's something you said there that I want to touch on, and that was adjustments. Now, going from high school to college, especially being a student athlete, there's a lot on your shoulders to burden. How were you able to handle that adjustment as a freshman in college?
I feel like Antwerp did a really good job of setting me up. They structured, like, the academics and athletics part of it. Like, they would give you time to do study halls. They'd give you, like, a schedule and what you needed to follow, and they were pretty good and hard on you about doing certain things. And I think that was kind of what was important. I guess what I'm trying to say is the structure of mm-hmm. class and practice really helped me out once I got to school, because it is the same thing. It's just maybe a little bit more intense, but you're just following a structure, you're following a schedule. And I thought Antwerp did a good job. Coaches, teachers, they all helped you out in following that structure. And I think once I got to college, that's kind of how the same system worked. It was just maybe some different times or different intenses with classes or practices and lifts and stuff like that. But I definitely think the structure aspect is pretty similar to both what high school was and then college. So I think that's why the adjustment has been pretty good for me.
Well, in any career path, you have those guys that you look up to and really help mentor you. Who were some of the coaches or even some of your colleagues at Antwerp, or even when you went to Bowling Green, that helped you through the process? And no matter what, they had your back if you needed it.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, all the coaches that I had at Antwerp, and definitely the teachers. Like, the teachers are pretty special at Antwerp. Like, they're all willing to help. They're not going to let you suffer. It's a pretty unique school, especially during my time there. A lot of the teachers were willing to help with anything, whether it was life or anything. And being at a small school, a lot of your teachers are family, friends, and people that have known you since you were a first grader or kindergartner, like those younger ages. And so I would say, sticking out, definitely Coach Billman and Coach Beesby, while we were playing baseball, they definitely gave me the path and helped me out with sports and being a leader and someone to look up to, and even kind of inspiring me to be a coach down the road, whether it's basketball or baseball, I'm not sure yet, but definitely in that aspect. And then all the assistant coaches with basketball, Coach Taylor, Coach Landers, Coach Horman, Coach Williamson, and Coach Smalley, and Coach Polson, and those guys were really helpful and helped me out with what I wanted to do. And so I think that, but then I also think my parents, definitely my dad, has been a big impact. And then I would say also growing up, we had Coach McMichael, the girls coach at Antwerp, and Coach Landers specifically for basketball. And those guys just, they, again, like I talk about structure, like they weren't letting you get away with anything. And
love,
I think
it,
that's kind of important with how this senior class in 2022 was. And you see Jagger doing it down at Finley. He's killing it. Like, you got guys that are wanting to work like at the Air Force Base and Dayton. You got guys that are wanting to be engineers and from that senior class. And it just kind of shows like how those guys helped us in sports, but that structure led us to success down the road here in life. So I definitely would say those people are probably the highlights and at the top for that.
Yeah, it really is special when you have somebody that you know that is going to hold you accountable, not just through your years in high school, but when you can reach out to them down the road. I know it just means a ton. So let's talk about your commitment to Bowling Green. Coming from a small school like Antwerp, how did the community feel and the small town feel of Bowling Green help your adjustment when you committed?
I would say top two or top three reasons why I picked Bowling Green was because of the small town type of feel. You had people from Antwerp go to Bowling Green, so there's people you knew, the teammates, you got guys that are from the Antwerp, I guess, Northwest Ohio area. You got coaches that are willing to do anything for you, and you got teachers and staff that are pretty personable with you. I got classes of 15 to 20 kids in my major, and you build a relationship because you have those teachers the entire time. And those things right there, it almost sounds like you're at Antwerp High School. That was kind of like the big factor in deciding that. My roommate's from Archbold, so it's just a lot of similarities to what I grew up in. And so I just kind of stuck with that. I saw that and the type of environment that it has, and just kind of was like, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to run with this. So I would say Bowling Green is definitely bigger, but with the classroom sizes, the team, and where everybody's from, it's an easy connection to make.
Well, let's talk about the present. The Bowling Green Falcons coming off a historic season last year, looking to carry that into this season. But from freshman to junior year, personally for you, Luke, what have you really been working on to hone in on your craft, and where have you seen the growth on the pitcher's mound from yourself?
First and foremost, I think growing myself, I definitely the leadership ability. And it's not always vocal. It can be leading by example or even helping the freshmen out or sophomores out that need a little bit more assistance and just trying to get through everything because of how big the adjustment is. And it kind of hit me, I think, this fall. We really went through a big adjustment. We lost quite a few seniors, upperclassmen, fifth years, and needed guys to step up. And I think this fall was definitely a calling for at least guys in the junior class. And I think that was kind of one thing that I focused on was definitely the leadership aspect of it. And then from a baseball perspective, I think just continuing to be able to pitch and throw any pitch in certain counts. Velocity is still, maybe you could say I'm on the lower end of that, but it's something I'm still working towards and continuing to work towards. It's something that's going to happen, but I also got to play to my strengths too, and that's being able to pitch in certain counts and being able to land pitches where guys may not expect it. And so just kind of being, as Coach Alex would say, a crappy lefty and mixing it in no matter what situation you're in. And so that's really trying to continue to get better at that. I would say that was probably my strongest suit probably coming out of high school, was just being able to compete and battle against guys. And that's what I'm just going to try to keep doing here, especially this junior year. I need to keep taking a bigger role and being able to step up for my team when they need me.
Yeah, and you saw some big innings last year, and I want to zero in on one moment. It was a game you picked up the win. I want to say you went three innings and got the win against Toledo in a heck of a battle, but you came into that game and you battled. What was working for you there, and how were you able to build off that? Because your confidence after that game, man, it was just skyrocketing.
Just landing every pitch and counts and being able to surprise the guys with the fastball on both sides of the plate. And I think that game I was able to throw all the pitches in the strike zone and get some ground balls and get guys out. And now I couldn't totally remember probably what was working. It happened and then it was over. But I would just say at that point in the season, I was kind of, my confidence level was higher than maybe what it was in the middle or beginning of the season. I just felt really comfortable throwing strikes. And I would say the fastball is definitely, when I can get that going, especially on the inner half or outer half of the plate, it's beneficial for me because all my other stuff will play off that and I'll either get some pop-ups or ground balls and strikeouts. So definitely the fastball first and foremost, and being able to locate that is more than likely what was the main success for that on that day.
Well, every time I watch you guys, Luke, it just seems like you have an absolute blast out there, and the team in general. It seems like the chemistry is just off the charts. How is it playing for Coach Halleck, and what's the ceiling for this BGSU baseball squad this year?
It's a joy to play. It can be, I wouldn't say stressful, but it can be challenging at times because they expect so much out of you, and we expect so much out of ourselves, and so that's what makes it fun. So if you weren't being challenged, then you wouldn't be getting anywhere with it. So this team took this team in the fall and then took this team in the spring. The jump that we've had has been, I would say, pretty crazy. So I know that we're only 2 weeks into the season, but from a chemistry aspect of it, we're definitely clicking it. And something I like to see is like the chemistry and the bond that we have, especially with this team, has been a lot better than what it was in the fall. Like it's off the charts way better. So why we have had a better start and playing teams good is because of that. But I really think the ceiling for this team is just is pretty high again. Like, that's what we expect it to be, and that's what we're trying to change at Bowling Green, is put some respect on the Falcons and wanting to compete again for the MAC regular season champ, and then win the conference tournament. So I think the ceiling's just as high as we're going to let it go. So I think as long as we keep competing and working hard in practice and keep building on that bond, that's what Coach Halleck stresses, is everything has to be for the team, whether that's going to class, getting treatment done, like going to lift, going to practice, everything has to be for the guy beside you. So we keep that in mind. I think we'll have another successful season.
Now, real quick before I let you go, a few fun ones for you. As a pitcher, you have any pre-game routine or ritual?
I do not, no.
Okay,
I kind of want to stay away from that. Just, every day's different in a way, and you can make it similar than what it is, but it's true. Every day's different. You have a new opportunity each day, and so I kind of take it as that. Yes, I'll have my routines of what I like to do and stuff with getting warmed up and stuff like that, but when it comes to maybe like a eating something, or I'm kind of guy that just is ready to go and just ready for the opportunity.
Got it. High socks or long pants?
I definitely would go high socks.
Hey, yo.
But they made a jersey switch this year, so the pants are a little bit like tighter. It's like at the end of the jersey, the pant.
Okay.
The pant leg's kind of short, so it's tougher to pull the pants up. So I've had to rock pants down for the first 2 weeks here, but we might, once the weather gets nicer or something happens, we might have to go back to the pulling the pants up and rocking with the socks out.
Yep.
So
yep, love it.
We'll see, but he mixing it up, I guess.
Sunflower seeds or gum?
Depends on the day, but I would probably have to go with sunflower seeds.
I love it. Well, hey, Luke, thank you so much for the time today, man. Best of luck moving forward. I'm excited to see how the season plays out for you guys. This has been Luke Krause, former Antwerp Archer, current Bowling Green State University Falcon. This is My Sports, and it's time for a break. When we come back, we are chatting the high school hoops, wrapping up the season with the all-conference team. That and plenty more as My Sports rolls on after this, right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We're back here on My Sports, and first and foremost, a big thank you to Luke Krause, our guest today, the left-handed pitcher from the Bowling Green State University Falcons. Best of luck on the season. Luke, thank you so much for the conversation and the insight and kind of telling your story from when you were an Antwerp Archer all the way to a junior now with BGSU. So thank you so much again, and best of luck as the season continues. As I mentioned earlier, I know a lot of the local baseball teams, they head south for about, the first month and a half. I know we got a little peak of warm weather this past week. It teases us, I think, until about mid-April when spring actually starts to hit a little bit. Anyways, we need to talk some basketball. And the Paulding Panthers, well, what a season for Coach Stoller's squad, but they dropped a tough one in the district semifinal to Archbold in a game that they were trailing early, battled all the way back, just barely lost it by 5, Archbold 52, Paulding 47. Panthers fall short, but they finished the season 14-10 overall, and they were on a roll to end the season. Logan Stoller's squad got hot at the right time. The second half of the year, really after the calendar flipped, was their time to shine, and we knew they had the talent to do it. But just to back up a little bit, three-way split for the GMC title this year. Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Tenora all getting a share of the GMC crown. But again, the Panthers season ends 14-10 overall, and a really tough loss to a very good Archbold squad. So I also need to mention we're going to talk a little bit of wrestling a little bit later on the show, some Paulding County names advancing to the state tournament. But we need to take a look right now at the all-conference teams, and we are going to start with the boys, something that I've been waiting for to come out. And, of course, we have to start with the player of the year, and he's the guy that really turned it on in the second half of the season. For the Paulding Panthers, your 2024-2025 GMC Player of the Year, is the guard from Paulding, Blake Roanhouse, the junior, strung together a bunch of 20-point games in a row, and he really was the spear that headed that Paulding Panther run, again falling in the district semis, but a heck of a year for the player of the year, Blake Roanhouse. Excited to see him on the football field. It really has been fun covering him over the past few years. So let's take a look at the first team. It is Zane McMichael, the junior from Antwerp. Absolutely no surprise there. Tough year for the Archers this year, but we know they have a lot of talent coming up here through the pipeline. Also joining Zane McMichael, Connor Welling, the senior from Tenora, Adam Spicella, the senior from Tenora, Tanner Lockoff, the junior from Wayne Trace, and then Levi Panico from Fairview. He is a junior, and that is a look at the first team for the All-GMC team this year. Well, the second team, it looks like this. A lot of talent, and like I mentioned, a ton of Paulding County names. We'll start with the Ayersville guard, Jeremiah Peak. He had a really nice year. Dane Ewers, the freshman from Ayersville. Corey Herman, the senior from Edgerton on the second team. Jaden Rosales, the senior from Hicksville. Kane Jones gets the nod on the second team, does the senior from Paulding, and so does the junior from Wayne Trace, Caden Sin as well. Big part of that Wayne Trace run was Caden Sin and Tanner Lockoff, first and second team respectively. Honorable mention, Keegan Gray Wyckoff, he's only a sophomore. Excited to see him on the Antwerp football field with Coach Hale. Scotty Kronz from Edgerton, really good all season long. Maddox Baker, you can say the same thing. Cale Sailors from Fairview, Jackson Brady from Fairview, Garrett Turnbull from Hicksville, he's a junior, Jordan Manns, who really brought it in the second half of that season, started the year coming off the bench and stepped into a starting role for a few games. Alex Hohmeyer, senior from Tenora, Josh Lieb, the sophomore from the Tenora Rams, heck of a season for the Rams, have to mention that, it was so much fun watching them play. Brady Miller, the senior from Wayne Trace, Zach Stoller, the sophomore from Wayne Trace, and then Tyson Gerber rounds it out. Three Raiders, the senior Tyson Gerber for the Wayne Trace Raiders, and that is the honorable mention team for the boys. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go over the girls, and then we need to talk about the all-academic teams as well. So all of that coming up here just in a little bit, but that's a look at your all-GMC team for boys basketball for the 2024-2025 season. This is My Sports. It's time for a break. We're talking more All-Green Meadows Conference teams, this time on the girls' side, right after this on My 102.7.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports, and we just wrapped up talking about our All Green Meadows Conference teams on the boys' side. And one more congratulations to the junior guard from the Paulding Panthers, Blake Roanhouse, being named the 2024-2025 GMC Player of the Year. Awesome honor there. Let's take a look at the girls, and guess what? That GMC Player of the Year status, well, it stays in Paulding County. Lexi Moore, so well-deserving from Wayne Trace of the 2024-2025 Green Meadows Conference Player of the Year. Joining her, of course, on the first team, Caroline Roars from the Antwerp Archers had a heck of a season. Nova Oakley, talent from Tenora. Olivia Farnham from Edgerton. Ewan Blanchard from Tenora. And then Kaylee Dunham from the Paulding Panthers. Also a heck of a season for Paulding. So that's a look at your all-GMC first team for the girls. Second team, Kendra Waldron from Ayersville, Aubrey Hammer from Fairview, Kennedy Adams from Hicksville, Devaney Mull also from Hicksville, Addie Pease from the Paulding Panthers, and then Caroline Winans from the Red, White, and Blue and the Wayne Trace Raiders. The honorable mention team, Riley Bagley from the Antwerp Archers, Kendall Bohr from Ayersville, Casey Everett from Edgerton, Gretchen Kepler from Edgerton, Ava Swank from Edgerton, Kayla Mavis from Fairview, Chloe Panico from Fairview, McKenna Baird from Hicksville, Tori Schlatter from Paulding, Brooklyn Schlatter from Paulding, Brooklyn Bakel from Paulding, Julia Durfee from Tenora, Tatum Krebs from Tenora, Corrine Winans from Wayne Trace, and Tiana Sin for the Wayne Trace Raiders. So much talent in Paulding County and all around Ohio this year. I have to say, I've seen so much good basketball, both from the girls and from the guys. So many really good games this year. I feel like the talent level is up. And wow, on the girls' side and the boys' side in Paulding County, we had a lot of fun this past season. All right, that's a look at your girls' first team, second team, and honorable mention 2024-2025 teams for the Green Meadows Conference, and then, of course, your player of the year, Lexi Moore from the Wayne Trace Raiders. All right, time for another break here on My Sports. When we come back, we are going to talk about the all-academic teams, something just as important, if not much more important, because if you don't have the grades, you cannot play the game. And these guys and these ladies, we're going to talk about exemplary in both categories. All right, we're back after this. It's My Sports, and you're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and with no MySports.live slate of games, well, we need to talk about the all-conference scholar athletes for the 2024-2025 season in Paulding County. So let's take a look. We went over the first team, second team, third team, all Green Meadows Conference players and players of the year, both for the girls and the guys. Blake Roanhouse of the Paulding Panthers for the boys, and for the ladies, Wayne Trace's Lexi Moore. So let's take a look at the GMC Winter Scholar Athletes. For you to be eligible for this honor, the athlete must be a senior, participate in letter in a recognized sport or cheerleading, and have a 3.5 GPA or better after seven semesters. We'll start with the Antwerp Archers. Aiden Leachty, Madison Peters, Caroline Roars, and Drew Eakin all make the list for Paulding. Peyton Manns, Christina Martinez, Amia Carr, Brianna Bermejo, Matthew Bale, Brandon Schrader, and Brooklyn Schlatter. And for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Kathleen Stoller, Brady Miller, Rylan Moore, Isabella Knowles, Nick Sin, Corbin Kibble, Tyson Gerber, and Harper and Myers. And those are your all-academic athletes for the 2025 winter season. Well, before we get out of here, I told you we had to chat a little bit of wrestling, but before we get to that, congratulations to Paulding's Jack Woods as he finished first overall in the shot put at the OATCCC Division 4 Indoor State Meet, and Jack will compete next Friday at 10 a.m. in the New Balance Indoor Nationals in Boston, Massachusetts. Again, he is committed to Akron for track and field. Awesome to see Jack Woods excelling off the football field as well. We know what he does on the football field, but congratulations, Jack, on a heck of a week, and best of luck next Friday. All right, time to talk some wrestling. A lot of Paulding County names participating in the state tournament. I'll tell you what I know as of now. This, of course, going on at the Schottenstein Center at Ohio State Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Paulding's Stroke Etter, he defeats Jackson Milton's Jack McDevitt 9-2. He will be competing a little bit later on today in the 144-pound category. I mean, Coach Jimenez, we talked to him earlier in the year, and he was really excited about the wrestling programs this year at Paulding, and now we see exactly why. For the Wayne Trace Raiders, though, we have to talk about Corbin Kimmel. What a year for Corbin at 120 pounds. He was able to pull off a victory yesterday, and he will compete a little bit later on today. He won his first match with a pin in 28 seconds. So best of luck to Corbin, again, competing a little bit later today in the boys' state wrestling tournament. Real quick on the girls' side, Civil Pumphrey of the Paulding Lady Panthers. She got it done last night and advanced in the state tournament with a big-time win over Chaminade Julian's Aliyah Frederick. Both freshmen, Civilant, coming into last night. 31-8 on the year, picks up the victory against Aliyah Frederick, again of Chaminade Julian, who was 32-10. She will wrestle a little bit later on today. So best of luck to all of the wrestlers competing at Ohio State this weekend in the state wrestling tournament. All right, well, that will do it for me today. Before I get out of here, need to pass on a few thank yous, and those first and foremost go out to our sponsors, and those are the Athletic Boosters from Paulding, from Wayne Trace, and from Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for your support, not just this season, but every season here on My Sports. Also, a big thank you to our guest today, Luke Kraus, former Antwerp Archer, current BGSU Falcon left-handed pitcher. Be sure to follow Luke's career at Bowling Green. Many ways, ESPN Plus, a lot of their games are on there. Check them out if you haven't been able to get the chance. All right. Well, Paulding County, thank you so much for joining me for another week. And whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here from the My1027 WMYW Studios. Have a great week, and you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.